Hi, this is a dictation for a patient. Kaizia Mary Richardson, K like Kelly White, J-I-A, J like Japan. Middle name is Mary, M-A-R-I-E. Last name is Richardson, R-I-C-A-R-D-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4-1-2015. No, sorry. I apologize. The date of birth is 9-11-2015. And date of accident is October 26, 2021. And date of service is 4-6-2022. This is a new patient visit. The mother of the patient is accompanying the child, 6-year-old. And her name is Ashley Mary Smith, who provides most of the history. But the child also is able to provide some history. She reports that her history and symptoms are as a result of an accident that occurred on October 6, 2021. And it appears that during the ascent shift to the front, she hit her head and face the console, which injured her. And that, as a result, her neck and the lower back started hurting. The history of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient herself is a child, 6-year-old. The position of the patient was sitting in a rear seat passenger in the blue. On either side, there was other daughters, and the front of the niece, the 11-year-old, and there were 4 people in car 2008 Impala, and the accident occurred on YM in Finkel, Y-O-M-A-N-G, F-I-N-K-E-L. This is how the accident happened. Patient reported that she was traveling westbound on Wyoming, and she was trying to turn left to go to a gas station. Another car was coming out of the gas station and hit them in collision. The car was total. The seatbelt was stuck. Due to this impact, the patient noticed that her daughter, who was not wearing seatbelt, flew into the front and hit her chest to the console, and her face brushed into her left face got bruised after hitting into the console, and the left lower lip was swollen, along with this headache and neck whiplash happened. Patient further reports, patient's mom, that she doesn't know the other car that hit them, and she doesn't know the speed of her car or the other car. It appears that they were not wearing seat belts, airbags did deploy. There was a loss of consciousness. It was not an accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was not taken by ambulance to the hospital. In fact, mother took the child to Henry Ford Hospital 3 hours. They were there on the same day, and accident sedation medications were given, and they were discharged. So the patient is complaining of headaches, history of presenting headaches. They are mostly in the front and are moderate and infrequent, off and on, and not sensitive to the noise, light, not associated with nausea, vomiting, seizure, aura. In the symptom of TBI, patient reports the presence of disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, and sleepwalking. But there is no dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, there's no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness. Patient denies any provision, spots in the vision, loss of vision. Regarding pain, patient has a mild pain in the neck around 3, and it is like a front or back of the neck as a bend, as in the lower back, pain is 4, with some spasm of the muscles in the back, severe spasm throughout and also in the trapezius area. So there is no radiation of the pain to finger or toes. These are several times a day and they are described as having tender, and they are between 5 to 6. ADLs are affected to the tune of 5. Modified factor for pain worsened by walking, bending, coughing, sneezing, and improved by sitting and lying down. All of these are associated with muscle weakness as well as muscle spasm, but no numbness, tingling, pains in needle of the extremities, no blood or bowel incontinence is reported. Sleep is affected. There is a moderate anxiety and panic, but no depression, self-worth, mood problems, tidal issues, or any homicidal thoughts with the child. And no weakness, lightheadedness, tidal anesthesia are reported. ADLs are affected to the tune of 5 in all categories. And system view is completely unremarkable, no positive history. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history is unremarkable. The mother, father is alive, and siblings are alive. One brother, one sister, medical problems. Relationship status, patient lives with a mom, she is single. Current employment status, patient is not, is goes to school, doesn't work. Disability, none. Legal history, Applebaum and Stone is the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, and does not use recreational drugs. The physical examination. The vitals were not taken for the child. Height is 6-year-old child of a average nutrition level oriented, cooperative, and conscious. And no signs of joint clubbing anemia. He is well nourished and comfortable sitting. No acute distress. Shortness of breath, have no good demeanor, good attitude. Stress and hygiene is normal. The child is mobile, independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination, neurological, is from the template. It is normal. Musculature examination is positive for severe spasm in the paraspinal muscle from from T1 to L5 bilaterally, with both trapezius muscle spasm involving upper fibers, cervical fiber, middle fiber, with several trigger points noticed. And tenderness is noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is not noticed. Muscle spasm and tenderness from paraspinal muscle from C1 to L5 throughout is noticed bilaterally with the multiple trigger points and spasm tenderness. Tonicity of 2 plus is noticed, as trapezius muscle up fibers and cervical fibers are in spasm as well. Tendinitis of cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80, lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine half sign, negative, swelling, negative, blood test is negative, destruction test negative, so all test negative. Thoracic spine roost test, lumbar test is negative, lumbar spine Burdensky Kernick test is negative, straight raising test negative, control atrial leg test negative, guard test negative, caps negative, Burdensky negative, sacral joints, are not slender, and all the testing is necessary. Sending flash test, ILA compression test, distraction test, negative. Wet has nothing test negative, Tinnenberg sign negative. Proximity, please use the tablet, all negative. Thank you. V89.2 XT. CNS R51 S09.90. Bird L79.2, muscle L60.9, M62.838 ligaments, M54.0. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.2, 054.12. Lumbar spine, M54.09, 54.6, 5.24, and F23.3XXA. And lumbar spine, M54.55, 51.7, 54.16, F33.5XXA. Plan of care for guys in Mary Richardson for example. The treatment line, people are ordered times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back and the muscle spasm at 2 times per week with traction massage or therapy. There is no disability for the child, and medications, none are being provided. Patient is advised to have Tylenol alternate with Advil at home. No narcotic analgesics. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, not warranted. Fitness club, not warranted. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures are not warranted. Right now, surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych, none. Of attend care and case worker, none. Medical records, none. Investigations, none. DMEs, the child is tied with the back brace, neck brace, and it is in it to relieve the spasm that are found in the trigeminal muscle and the trigger points as well as in the paraspinal muscles. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Warranted. For visit in 10 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.